Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Phil, this happened at today's meeting where they approved a budget, but the board initially rejected raising fares. Then they went behind closed doors. What happened?
Well, what happened was it was going to be a nip and tuck budget battle anyway. You know, there's very rarely agreement in BART about where the money should come from or where, how it should be spent, and this budget was no exception. But one of the ideas here was to say, okay, what we have is we're going to need a certain amount of money, and what we got to do is, rather than, you know, have it be political all the time, what you do is you're seeing this more and more with bridge tools and everything else, is say, we'll set up a series of fare hikes over the next couple of years. And in this case, it was four fare hikes over the next 8 years. But a couple of the BART board members weren't too happy with that. Some of them said, look, how can we be raising fares at the same time that BART's not clean enough, it's not safe enough, and we're losing riders? We jack up the rates, we're going to see people leave more. They're going to start taking more and more alternate ways of getting around. Others, like Rebecca Saltzman, said, I'm not so crazy about the idea of raising rates for riders unless we raise parking rates as well. Let's go there first. You put those together, and what unexpectedly happened was the boat fell short. Well, that also meant that BART was going to be out at some $400 million over the next couple of years, plus was in danger of losing federal matching funds to help build the system. And I think there was some shock at the BART headquarters. I know there was some shock in some BART headquarters. They went behind closed doors and tried to hash things out, and what they came back with was, okay, the budget, and we're going to have three fare hikes instead of four fare hikes, and it's going to be over the next 6 years rather than over 8 years. And I think they'll come back and try to get the other one later on.
Phil, do we know what, if any, kind of elasticity modeling they've done around this? In other words, has anyone looked into what happens if those fares go up too much and people stop riding?
Well, they have looked at that, Jeff, but nobody has ever come up with a conclusion, I think in part because whether it's this one or any other way of getting around, they don't want to know the answer. What we are seeing is that there's been a drop-off in BART ridership, especially at nights and weekends, although now it's even in the core service as well, which is the morning commutes. They're still doing over 400,000 rides a day, but it's starting to drop on, it's like I said, nights and weekends, it's not nearly as much as that. So, but the question is this, Jeff, is it because the fares are getting too high or that people don't like the service? And then it becomes like, well, if people don't like the service, will raising the fares get you more money for station hardening and cops and things that people want? Or do we not raise the fares and then people say, well, it's getting dirtier and so I don't feel safe and they stop coming? Which way do you go?
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.